State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is your moment, your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to We Talk Back Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network. Talk to him.
We're just two unapologetically Black women with an opinion who talk back.
What's up, y'all? Thank you for tuning in for a new episode of We Talk Back, a show dedicated to you. Dreamers and chasers. What's up, Tam Bam? Oh, it's your co-host, AJ Holiday.
You had to think about it. You ain't know who you wanted to dedicate it to today.
We dedicated to all the baby mamas.
Hey, y'all. I love y'all. It's Tam Bam. I love you, AJ. How you doing?
Love you too, girl. I'm doing.
How was trying to relax. How was your weekend?
Moving. Still trying to get organized. Child, be so glad when I am situated so I can think clearly.
You still got a bouncy house?
No, bitch. Okay. I have me a very plush. First of all, like, bedding is very important to me.
It is.
Like, linens, S-Fair, Peacock, those are my favorite bedding brands. And I got me a good-ass Stearns & Foster, okay?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is.
Multiple level. It's a mattress. Yeah. So, yeah, I got me a good bed, girl. I got to sleep good. That's one thing. I'm about to make these T-shirts that say, I love to lay down. That's one of my favorite things to do.
Okay. On your back.
Shit, back, side. I definitely love it from the side because nobody got to do a whole lot of work from the side.
Listen,
choke me a little bit from the side.
What did I do this weekend? Oh, it was one of my friends, Lexi. She was on the show recently. It was her 30th birthday, so we had a death to her 20s celebration, and everybody came dressed in black. It was a good time. We went on the rooftop. They had it catered. It was a really good time. We had fun that night. That's all I really did, and then went to work.
Yeah, I saw her content for her birthday.
Yeah. It's a good
Happy
time.
Birthday, Lexi.
Happy birthday, Lexi. We love you, girl. Mm. All right, let's get into the sins.
I remember when I was 30, but yeah.
Me too. It was just a couple years ago for me. All right, so let's get into it. Christina Mackey. Baby, Christina Mackey was so in love just a couple weeks ago with Rick Ross. And now it seems they broke up, and it was video of Rick Ross in the club with another red bone chick. And I just feel like when you start with a guy, you don't need to be publicly too loud and proud, honestly, especially with them types of men, because your videos don't age well oftentimes. Like, you all loud and proud and strong and wrong, and now he off with the next baddie. And it's embarrassing. So Christina Mackey, I guess that was a life lesson for you. Keep your relationships private and to yourself.
Was she here for a good time, not a long time? Okay, so she got a pair of teeth out the deal.
Mm-hmm.
She got some internet clout.
Mm-hmm.
May it be good or bad, she still has a whatever she thinks she's got out the relationship.
She got like some type of business, and she's selling something, and she said her sales went up, so. I mean, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
That's a plus. But I just still can't let a nigga like Rick Ross do me like that publicly. Like,
what you mean, a nigga like Rick Ross?
Okay, do y'all follow Tia Kemp, Rick Ross' baby mama? Like, she always be putting the camera on her feet, and she be standing like Penny Proud. Like, and I realize she does that because that's how Rick Ross be. That's his stance.
Oh, yeah, he do got a photos. Bad bitch stance in photos.
It's not really a bad bitch stance. It's like a pigeon-toed bow leg stance. Like,
no, that last video
one.
I see with his shirt off where he had them feet cocked to the side, I was like, ew, okay. It's giving.
I just couldn't, man. I just couldn't. Like, y'all aim for the stars, because then you can understand why a nigga playing with you.
I like
him. I just don't understand.
I'm a fan of Rick Ross. He seemed like he got a good personality and a sense of humor.
I'm pretty sure he's fun. He's very funny when not even trying to be funny. But no.
No,
you don't get to play with me publicly like that. So yeah, keep your dumb bitch shit to yourself.
Listen, don't nobody forward. Get to play with me publicly. I don't post. I don't say shit. Who? I don't know. Like, when it's over, don't nobody even know it started. Honestly, I ain't even never told nobody shit. I ain't had a nigga since Tupac died. So publicly.
Yeah, just be quiet. So next on the roster is Draya Michaels. Okay, she just revealed that she is pregnant for her 22-year-old boyfriend. I believe they're in a relationship, Jalen Green. And they're overjoyed. Okay, so she's 39, allegedly. Because I could have sworn Draya was older than us, but okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how bitches is getting closer and closer in age to me.
Right.
That was growner than me when we was young. So I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I mean, to each their own. I'm not fucking with a 22-year-old nigga. I don't pick up dick and drop it off, and I don't pack bag lunches, even though he has a check. It's just a little bit manipulative to me for a woman that seasoned to be on someone's 22-year-old son. Because, I mean, men already age slower than women, mentally, like the maturity, right? Mm-hmm. So what's the conversations like? What are y'all talking about?
TikTok. They in there TikToking. I remember when I had my young nigga, and this was a while ago. And I think this is like right when TikTok came out, and we was making a TikTok together. And I was like trying to pick a song. This nigga gonna say, it ain't gonna be no Luther on there, so just hurry up. Boy, fuck you. I wasn't looking for no Luther.
I was looking for Anita Baker.
I don't see nothing wrong with fucking with. I like younger niggas. I don't like 22.
That's a baby.
That's too young.
He has acne. He still has
no facial hair.
Yes, jumping. He's a kid.
He come run and jump on my bed. Like, that's a problem.
I do that, so that ain't a problem. I am a kid. I'm childish as fuck. But
don't jump on my bed. Grow your ass up.
Not with shoes on. But just, yeah, I like jumping on a bed. What?
You need to grow up. Grown ass so jumping says, in the bed.
So she says, and actually she said they're having a girl, okay, due in May of this year. Mm-hmm. Drea says, as a woman, we navigate through so much, often leading us to question, what is my purpose? She wrote in a lengthy Instagram post on International Women's Day, for me, the magic lies in motherhood and the awe-inspiring ability to bring life into the world over a span of 2 decades. It's my superpower. And if anyone, excuse me, and if anything can surpass the wonder of being a woman is the privilege of bringing another woman into existence. Okay, you wanted another child. Do you think that it's possible that she's like washed up with grown men, that she's now like on the playground?
No, she's still fine as hell.
She is fine as hell, but is her track record bad like with older men? Like, we know who you are, so this is why you're on the playground trying to get the kids.
No. These old men is still trying to knock Drea down. Don't get it twisted.
But are they keeping her? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know,
you can get a man to fuck all day long. Like, how women be thinking it's a flex?
I'm sure it's still...
These niggas want me, but are they keeping you? It's the difference.
I'm sure she could keep a grown man if she wanted to. There's so many of them out there, right? And she...
I don't know.
She just wanted that young nigga. I don't know how it happened. Maybe he was playing video games with her son and she walked by and saw his little braid hanging down and was like, yeah, that's it.
You saw Bernice Burgos' daughter. She was on lip service, on Angela Yee's lip service. And she said how her mama liked young guys too. Like, so whenever a guy hops in her DM, she has to go see if he's been in her mama DM first before she responds back to him.
Bernice Burgos?
Yeah, her daughter, though, the daughter.
Damn. I ain't trying to compete with my mama for niggas. That sucks.
Them some fine mamas.
Yeah.
Them some fine-ass mamas.
Yeah.
Speaking of fine-ass mamas, how about this damn nigga, RX Hector, this rapper who just got out of prison recently, had a birthday party for his mom. She beat cancer. She's alive. All the good shit.
She got a fatty.
Yo, she got a super fatty, okay? And he's on video smacking that fatty, and then she starts making that fatty clap for him, for her son. Or for whoever's watching.
Yeah. I don't think there's a sexual relationship between him and his mama, but I just think that the boundaries that needed to be there aren't there. Because why is you patting your mama on the ass like that? That's weird.
But if it was a daughter doing it, we wouldn't be looking at it crazy.
Right, but
y'all look at my mama's ass.
That's because we can walk around in the, like, pass each other naked in the house as women, and that's normal. But you can't just be walking past your son naked as a mom, right?
Well, some people probably do. I can't say if I have a kid, like a son, like, maybe it depends on the age.
Once they get like a big boy.
Mm-hmm. Because I like to be naked. My whole family.
Yeah, I'm a naked one too. I love to be naked. I don't like having on clothes that much. But if I had a son, it's a time when it's no longer okay for you to have your body parts around him. So him slapping, I like that him and his mom is cool and they can have fun together and stuff like that. I appreciate that relationship as adults. You know, some people don't talk to or see their mama. But slapping on her on the ass, like, yeah, my mom got a fat ass, is crazy.
I feel like he grabbed it a little bit too. Am I tripping? I feel like he like smacked, like you would think he was at the strip club.
But I don't think it was like he proud that his mama fine. I don't think it was like, yeah, I tapped that. If that was my mama, I fucked the shit out of you. Like, nah, I don't think it was that energy. It was just inappropriate.
She's at a birthday party. Where's her man at this birthday party? Y'all think I'd be tripping when I say I don't fuck with niggas with mamas?
I need you to
If you have a mama, if you have a mama, she has to be in a healthy relationship with a man. If you got a sister, she has to be in a healthy relationship with a man. If you have adult daughters, they have to be in healthy relationships with a man, because I'm not competing, right, with these women that you're related to.
For your attention.
In a relationship. Yeah, I'm not competing with
them.
That
shit happen a lot, too.
yeah, I can almost imagine, like, if he's financing her whole life in a way, because a lot of boys, they can't wait to get older so they can take care of their mom because they never saw a man do mm-hmm. it. Now you get a woman and you got to compete with the mom.
Mm-hmm.
I can, that's the type of relationship. And I can tell that she's real young. She's not an old mom. Also, I don't know how old the son is, but it could be a situation where you 14 having a baby, like y'all literally grew up together, you and your child. So y'all have a different relationship. Like y'all are friends more so than daughter and son and mom.
Right.
That's what I'm seeing. I don't think it's anything sexual with them, but some women, particularly Black women, right? They think they own their adult sons.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a problem when that adult son gets a woman in their life. Because first of all, mama, you ain't sucking his dick.
Right. That's like, why I never feel like I'm in competition, because I can do something that you just not going to do. So I don't never feel like I'm in competition. Now.
You remember that?
What you don't know? Mama. That's...
Listen, no, I'm not sucking my son dick, but listen, it's a girl who had a threesome with a mother and son, and she was saying how the mom was gawking 3,000 the son.
Oh, girl, you Black girl. Make me throw up.
You didn't see that?
No.
She's been on multiple podcasts.
No, that's disgusting.
It happened.
Ugh.
And listen, yesterday I started Googling.
That make my stomach turn.
Mother-son relationships, and it's a lot of people.
Not Black. Not these are not Black people.
But this was a Black girl on the podcast.
But was the people that she was sleeping with, were they Black?
I saw a Hispanic couple doing it. Well, not a couple, because it's a mom and son. But do you remember last year?
That's sick.
This boy randomly appeared at the doorsteps of a church, all disheveled in a blanket. And it was a boy that they had been looking for since he was 16, 17 years old. Come to find out, his mom had him hostage basically all these years in the house and had people thinking that was her husband. But it was her son the whole time that was supposedly missing, Hispanic.
That's insane.
Yes, I think sometimes it could be reversed, but some mothers may have an affinity for their sons, and it could be
if
the other way around.
If you are doing that with your son, they need to take you out back and put you down, because... You don't need to be. You don't need to be allowed to make any more children. You got the game fucked up, and that's disgusting.
Girl, we in Babylon. This is about right for where we at. There's a lot of shit that go on that don't make sense. That normal people, but maybe we might not be the normal people. The crazy
girl.
Shit
I don't give a fuck. I just won't be normal then, because ain't nothing. I ain't doing none of that motherfucking shit.
All right, so last on the docket, so Monique Slaughter is open up about her decision to terminate her pregnancy in 2022 after she was accused of lying about being with child. So the Love and Hip Hop Hollywood veteran tearfully shared via Instagram Live on Monday, March 11th, that she was forced to end the pregnancy due to a heart condition at 29 weeks along. In the emotional video, she is seen wiping her tears as she says, "For everybody that's calling me a liar about my pregnancy, if you were there for me, I love you. I appreciate you. You saw the medical papers and the ultrasounds, and you were there for me on the day of my DNC. I'm grateful. I am tired." Calling out those who didn't believe her about being pregnant or her marriage, the outspoken star continued to say that, "If you can't believe that I was married to my husband because you think I lied about the pregnancy, a pregnancy I bled out 3 times for, da da da." I think people initially thought that she was just saying she just randomly had an abortion at 29 weeks. I don't understand if it was her or the baby that had a heart condition, but this isn't abnormal. And maybe people don't call it an abortion when it's a medical procedure, when you have to terminate a pregnancy. But she ultimately, either her or the baby had a problem and they had to end the pregnancy.
Yeah, that's a very, very sad thing. It's a very, very sad topic. And it's crazy to, even if she is lying, which I think she isn't, but it's crazy to even accuse her of that. Let her have it. You know, let her have it. If she's saying, you know, she was pregnant. Why are people calling her own mom and saying she's lying, though? That's crazy.
And 29 weeks is like 7 months. So she would have been showing. So is it possible that she wasn't showing? Is this, you know,
maybe the baby
not see her pregnant?
But maybe the baby wasn't growing properly. inside her. Like, it could have been all kind of reasons why, you know. My heart goes out to her, you know. If this really happened to her, I'm sorry. That shit sucks. It does.
I don't know, Chad. These actors and actresses be kind of wild.
Well, is she really she's a reality star, so she's not even like an actor, is she? Can we call her?
They show. I think so. A lot of that stuff be bullshit. A lot of that stuff be scripted. Reality TV. Masika came out and said that she was acting, basically.
A lot of that is acting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, yeah. That's fair. Well, I hope she's not acting about this, because that's a lot.
No, she came out and said she was acting about being pregnant.
No.
Like Academy Award winner.
No, I'm talking about Moniece. I hope that what she's saying is not an act, because that's bad karma coins, baby. If it is.
Yeah. But she said she got her tubes tied after all of this, so she's not
trying to be a mom anymore.
Naturally, anyway. Yeah.
All right, hold on. I just want to revert back to something. I know we talked about Drea, but they're saying that Drake is might be dating Latto's little sister, who's a 21-year-old. And that's like a 16-year difference. And I don't think, how do you feel about that? Is it okay for him to do it and not Drake?
No, it's, you know, people always like, so the women in the comments are always like, well, men do it. Listen, we are better than men. The sooner y'all realize that, the sooner the world actually gets. We can't do the shit men do. Okay, we're just better. Okay, this is why anytime something happened, they always blaming women, because we God. You always blame God when some bad shit happened. Anyway.
I feel like
it's bad either way. Grown ass men, you know, men are, we would like to say men are more visual. No, men like easy prey. They like easy prey. A 21-year-old is easy prey. Like, grown women need a lot more shit.
Yeah, it's easier. Right? They pussy's tighter. She's 21. Her coochie real tight.
Says who? Okay, because what I've heard about me.
Girl, 21-year-old coochie is super tight.
Look, there's a lot of loose-ass 21-year-olds out here. They got way more bodies than us.
Yeah, okay? I agree. Let's be very clear. I agree, but I feel like my shit is still good, too. I ain't pushed no baby out yet. I'm still good. But
right. I don't even got no gray hair.
But,
let's be very clear.
Oh, no. I can't attest to that. This thing got some wisdom on it.
I got one gray hair that keep popping out my middle finger. That's it.
On your finger?
That's it. Yes.
That's crazy.
I bite that shit out every time.
That's so crazy.
Let me tell you how to get rid of gray hair if y'all got granny pussy around here. Y'all got to take niacin. It's like B3 mm-hmm. vitamin. That gets your black hair growing back.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't have no hair down there, so I don't know what it looked like. It's bald face.
When that hair grow in, it's gonna be granny.
Girl, fuck you.
All right, y'all. So today we want to talk about because I have been seeing some stuff online, and you know, I like to say We Talk Back is dedicated to younger women. You guys can live vicariously through our dumb bitch shit. But you know, how do you not catch feelings when dealing with men when dating? Is it possible to not catch feelings?
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
So, I mean, you know, women, we are emotional beings. That's what niggas be saying. But I feel like men are actually way more emotional than us. But sometimes we might hallucinate a little bit. Sometimes we may get things misconstrued when engaging with the opposite sex. Mm-hmm. So how do you, we've already had an episode on dating and like the different levels of dating, but how do you actually date without catching feelings for someone?
But let me ask you this. Why are we dating and not trying to catch feelings? That's what I don't understand. Like, my whole goal is to always catch feelings.
Sometimes women catch feelings for everybody that they're dating, though. That's the problem. If you're not dating multiple people at one time, I'm saying, like, if you're honing in on this one person, mm-hmm, and you're catching feelings and they aren't, it's a problem. Is it not?
Yeah. You don't want to be the only one in your feelings.
Yeah, so I think a lot of times we may go into relationships or situations for different reasons, right? Mm-hmm. I think most women probably date with intent, mm-hmm, right? We're not just out here entertaining men without the hopes of the situation going to the next level.
Right.
But men oftentimes are dating to have sex. That's it. They might have 5 dates this week. And instead of dating one person that they really like, who they know is going to give them some coochie, they're just dating 5 people to see how many they can get coochie from for the week.
But I know it's women who date 5 people to have dinner all week.
You call those dinner whores. And that's fine too, but at least one of those dudes she actually likes and is probably not trying to play with like that.
Yeah. I agree.
But so how do you avoid catching feelings for someone isn't always entirely within your control. But here are some strategies to help minimize the chances. And this is, and this could be if you're dating multiple people and you're really trying to, I feel like sometimes Black women have attachment issues. It could be all women, but I'm just saying for us, mm-hmm. we're not used to dating, right?
What do you mean?
I think from childhood, we're told to go to school, get money. We're not like dating how white girls get to date at a young age. So once we get like people, we be holding on to them. We're really like, we stay in situations, relationships too long. Let them go mm-hmm. and move on to the next person. So you can, you know, as you're doing this, you're seeing what it is that you want, what you don't want. You're not staying in a bad situation too fucking long and missing blessings and all the good shit.
Right.
Missing the person you're actually supposed to be
Some
with.
Women be with trying to get that somebody ain't that never like took you. Them on a date. And that's crazy.
And you're hallucinating. Like now you have feelings for somebody who has done nothing for you.
Right.
Nothing emotionally, nothing financially, nothing.
Just dicking you down.
That's it.
And if you hear this and you know that's you, bitch, you better leave that nigga alone before the summer get here.
But even getting dicked down, like how do you avoid emotions when getting dicked down? Like I don't hallucinate. Even when I'm getting good dick from somebody, the minute I see some shit I don't fucking like nowadays, and it's a place I had to get to. It doesn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. You just turn your emotions off like that overnight.
Oh, no, that don't work for me. That's why I have to be very selective about who I give my pussy to, because as soon as he hit it, I'd be like, we in love. I'm going to marry him.
I can be like that one day, and the next day I'm not. So maybe it's some Gemini shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No,
I because I got a high tolerance for some bullshit, and then I'll wake up and be like, I don't want this anymore.
And see,
and I'm out, cold turkey, and nigga, real quick.
It take me a long time to really, really, really be locked in. But once I'm locked in, it's hard to get me away. Like, oh, we go together, nigga. Where you thought you was going? No,
it depends on how we had sex. If we use the condom, I'm not studying your ass for real. You start hitting that pussy raw, you're my husband. Where are you, like, what you thought this was?
No, it don't make no difference for me.
No, it make it, like, I'm not studying no condom dick. I don't feel like I lost anything.
It don't count if we use the condom, is how you, AJ.
No, I'm not saying it doesn't count, but as far as, like, the dick is not that good with plastic on it. Like, I'm not falling in love with condom dick. I'm not falling in love with condom dick. It's only when, like, we having, like.
I will.
Weeded sex with no condom, I'm going nuts. Yeah. But even at that point, like, I know when to get the fuck on through. And I've been dragged enough in life.
Child, I'm done. What are you talking?
I'm done with it. But the first thing, y'all, set boundaries, right? And I think we all know this, right? But applying these things, sometimes dick can... Or maybe you shouldn't have sex.
Don't let them come to your house. And don't go to their house when you first meet a nigga. Stop letting that be y'all first date. Yeah, right. Coming to chill. Stop letting niggas do that.
Yeah, I don't go in closed settings with men I don't plan on having sex with. If I say I'm coming to your house.
You coming to fuck.
You better be ready to fuck. Otherwise, it's outside activities.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? So set boundaries. Be clear with yourself. You heard that? Be clear with yourself
first
about what you're looking for
mm-hmm.
and what you're not willing to tolerate in a relationship. Stick to those boundaries. I think sometimes when you add sex in for women, it does. Because like I said, men, they can have sex with 100 different women and they don't have feelings for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But women, we get confused because unless you are a car hopper or a prostitute, you know,
mm-hmm.
AKA prostitute, like your pussy literally runs straight to your heart. So the minute you start having sex with somebody, unless you really, really just.
But these, I don't know, because these young girls kind of different now. They're kind of different.
They grown men.
They grown ass men out here. They're like, how did you do that? Teach me.
I don't know. I can't.
Mm-mm. Me neither.
Focusing on yourself. So have all the things you like to do, keep doing those things when you start dealing with a man. You don't always have to be super available for somebody you're just dating.
Mm-hmm.
So keep busy. Focus on yourself. Invest time and energy into your own interests, hobbies, and personal growth. The more fulfilled you are independently, the less you might feel the need for emotional attachment to someone else. Don't give up your hobbies, bitch.
Right. And your friends.
Stay busy.
A lot of girls start seeing a nigga and then don't be friends with their friends no more. Like,
I don't like them type of bitches. I can't stand them. Like, and I feel like they're usually Capricorns. So
y'all all the Capricorns offended. What?
When Capricorns get a man,
don't even be their man. Hear from them. Just somebody they dealing with. Like, damn, are we still friends, bitch?
You're not going to hear from them until that relationship start going south. Mm-hmm. And they need somebody to call and talk shit with.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, like, if they're in bliss, whatever, with whoever, like, they don't have any friends. They fixate on whomever they're in a relationship with. That's a problem. You got to find balance. You got to know how to balance relationships and friendships.
Right, I agree.
Bitch, one of these days you're going to call me and I ain't going to answer for your ass no more. Because you can't be treating me like that.
One of my friends got married, which I'm happy for her marriage and all that. Like, I love them, but now I can't FaceTime you at 12 o'clock no more. I'm in the bed with my husband, Tammy. Bitch, you was in the bed with your boyfriend before. And I used to be able to FaceTime you. Now he your husband. I can't FaceTime at night no more.
You remember I had a fucking bedtime?
Yes. Yeah, you.
Y'all, I used to have a fucking curfew.
I couldn't even call her at night. Girl, I got. This bitch used to be like, girl, I gotta go to bed. What? Ew. You gotta go? She's like, I don't want to, but yes.
It didn't even matter what the fuck I was doing. I could have been in the middle of writing in my journal or something. Nigga turning light off on me, bitch. Like, straight disrespect.
Damn.
Time to go to sleep. And I do have a problem sleeping at night. I feel like this is just two different people. I don't think I'm supposed to sleep at night. I like when the rest of the world is
you're nocturnal.
Quiet. I think better. When everybody else is like up, like everybody else is asleep, I'm up thinking of a master plan. Like, that's when I do my best work. Daytime, I'm not a morning person.
Not that nigga. That nigga said, take your ass to bed. It's 9 o'clock.
So, bitch, I used to be laying in the bed, like, just couldn't sleep like a kid.
She'd be like,
mad.
She'd be like, text me. I can't talk. Oh, shit.
Hey, so keep your hobbies, man. Stay busy when dating, mm-hmm. You know.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast.
Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Don't meet somebody and then you automatically start fixating and working them into your lives, because men don't work that way. You know, men are loyal to themselves first. And that's the problem. A lot of women, we give up who we are for relationships. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Keep perspective. Remind yourself of the reasons why catching feelings might not be ideal for you at the moment. Reflect on past experiences to understand patterns and potential pitfalls. You got all these dumb bitch stories.
Listen, when I start cutting up, when I start getting too in my head about a nigga that ain't my nigga, I put on Flo Millie. That is not my nigga. That's all. I play that. I had to remind myself. That's not your nigga.
I heard that one. I like Flo Millie. I hadn't heard that song.
Well, I'm gonna send it to you, cause that's my that's one of my gym songs.
So if you gotta think about all the bad shit that transpired in a previous relationship to help you like steady your mind in this current thing you're doing, then do that.
Oh, that's bad advice.
If you start seeing some if you start seeing patterns from a previous situation,
okay.
You know,
okay.
I always go into a new situation. I like first dates. I'd be ready to fall in love again. I'm never scared. Okay, I don't ever let like previous shit.
But I don't think you should let the old shit guide the new shit, though.
Just no, absolutely not. But still be on the lookout. You know, go in with not with your fucking eyes closed every time.
Yeah.
Not saying that every man is the same. Absolutely not. And sometimes we got to change. It don't even be like you're attracting the same thing because you haven't changed yet.
Right. I agree there.
Yeah. So I'm not saying like just discard people because you see some shit that, I mean, sometimes I don't know.
I mean, if you start seeing red flags that are familiar, definitely, you know, exit stage left. But don't be taking that old baggage in the new shit and then spazzing on a nigga because of something the nigga did before. I done did that.
So you don't do that? I'm about to say.
I've done that. And I didn't even realize I was doing it till it was already done. I was like, damn, I overreacted, didn't I? Then I start.
Did you apologize?
I start crying. I miss my grandma.
Oh, shit. Manipulation, boy.
I miss my grandma.
I remember one time I was crying about some shit. Like, I knew I was dead ass fucking raw. So I bust out crying and was like, shut that fake ass crying up. Caught with a whole nigga in the phone. All type of weird shit I was doing, man. Look, still, I just want grace because I seen some shit in your fucking phone. I didn't bother you about it. I mind my goddamn business because I choose to be happy every day. Right. Why are you choosing violence?
Right.
We all got some shit going on. I seen some shit the other day in a nigga phone. And look, I ain't going to bring it up. till I do some shit. I told that nigga, I was like, shit, I could beast out on you right now, but I want to be happy.
Right.
The fuck?
Yeah, so I'm going to let you have it.
Date others. Okay, this is the thing that men understand and women don't. We don't know how to date, like what dating actually is. Like you're not supposed to just be hanging out with one person. You're supposed to have a roster.
Until you're exclusively dating, then you're supposed to date multiple people. You should be.
Yeah. Yeah, keep your options open. Like stop getting this one dude, you like him.
But dating don't mean fuck, y'all.
That's where we be having shit fucked up.
And people just have sex so quick now, like 2-3 dates and they already having sex. I ain't doing that.
If I've ever had sex quick with a man, I really just wanted to fuck.
Yeah.
I already know what time it is. I'm not expecting nothing. I have no expectations if I give that pussy up quick.
But I think like that's like almost a standard now. Niggas think they supposed to have sex with you by the third date.
Because another woman did.
That's crazy.
So that's why we set the standards. We never all gonna be on one accord. But that's why you have to let that man know what your standard is day one.
I'd be like, I haven't even used my passport yet. What are you talking about?
You ain't did nothing yet. You ain't invest no money yet. Nothing.
No, you ain't made me feel. I always let niggas know I need to be made to feel special. And that's what it's going to take. You know, it's not going to be just some dinners. It needs to be conversation, communication. I need to know that you really fuck with me before I do that with you at this stage in my life. Should have caught me.
I need something.
You should have caught me at Benedict, my boy, if that's what you was trying to do.
Tell me, I'm grown now.
Hey, I ain't with that. I'm not on that type of time. These roses done came out. That done fucked the game up for y'all. For real.
Once you come to your senses.
Man, 2 minutes, I'll be asleep.
So date others, keep your options open. Keeping your options open can help prevent you from fixating on one person. This doesn't mean leading anyone on, but rather exploring different connections without getting too emotionally invested. Stay grounded. Be mindful of idolizing the person or projecting unrealistic expectations onto them. Try to see them as they are, flaws and all. I think we always fall in love with the potential of men. And men do the same thing with women. Right, because I'm not out here saying ain't no fucked up women, because there are.
Oh, let me tell y'all a story. It was this actor that I really liked his character on the movie he was in, and I slid in his DMs. We became friends. We started hanging out, and he was not the same nigga as the character. I was like, I like your character better. Ew, you lame as fuck.
Most actors are lame. Most rappers are fucking lame when you actually get to know them. Like, they schizophrenic.
My feelings were so hurt. I was like, damn, your character way cooler than you are. So I was idolizing this person who wasn't even that person, you know?
Yeah, he was acting. But most men are acting when you first meet them. You meet in their representative.
Most people, though, not just men, women do that shit too. You don't meet they crazy, they insecure, and all that shit at first.
I try to put all that shit out when you first meet me.
You're crazy and insecure?
Yes. No. So you can't say I changed.
No, they're gonna be like, I didn't even know this was you. I mean, there's no reason to present you're crazy or insecure in the beginning, right? What would be the reason to have that shit? That shit come out gradually.
Well, I know people do learn your insecurities. Right. But crazy, like my crazy could be different. My crazy could be fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like,
no.
I don't have a reason to beast out on you right now, crazy.
Right.
But my regular crazy is fun.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm a little eccentric sometimes.
The bitch walk around with a microphone, so.
Bitch, because you're going to hear me. I need y'all
How
to hear
many
me.
Bitches y'all know got a microphone in their purse? Like a karaoke microphone, like with a speaker built into that bitch, just walking around with it in her purse.
You gonna hear me. Maintain distance, okay? Limit the amount of time you spend with the person you're trying not to catch feelings for. This might mean avoiding one-on-one situations or setting boundaries around communication. Stop being available, bitch. Let that phone ring a couple times and call him back.
Mm-hmm.
You could just, you know, you could be sitting there looking at it, wanting to pick it up so bad. You cannot let people think that. And I feel like that's why women be falling in love with men oftentimes, because men, they don't intentionally, we have to intentionally not be available, right? Men just naturally do them. Mm-hmm. Right? They don't just intentionally not answer the phone. Like when a woman likes a guy, like we going to be available. Yeah. We don't want to play no game. But for men to get there, to me, that's not how you get men. I think making them spend money is how you actually keep and get them. Mm-hmm. Get them and keep men like investments. Like we value our pussy, they value their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to keep a man, you got to make them spend some fucking money.
That don't work all the time either. Especially with men who got a lot of money. You just another commodity at that point. Yeah.
I don't know. I think even with them, listen, I mean, you got some people who just be out here just spending money. But I'm going to talk about regular men. Everybody don't have access to ballers.
Yeah.
So I'm just talking about regular men. It ain't how much they make, it's how much they willing to spend on you.
Right.
So if you make a man invest in you, he's more likely to stay. And if you want to get married, he's more likely to stay with that investment. He's more likely to engage with that investment because he's been paying all your fucking bills for the last year. Stop putting, I think I said this earlier, don't put yourself in closed settings with men unless you want to have sex with them. Like, it's not cool. I feel like that might be teasing a little bit. Because in a man's mind, if you come to my house, if I fly you out somewhere, you obviously having sex, right?
That's what they
in
think.
In their minds.
Right, that's what they think.
Yeah, so you got to let them know.
But you don't, this ain't that. I don't give a damn where he fly you. You don't owe nobody your body. And if you ain't feeling it, don't do it.
Right, absolutely.
And always have your own money. Don't fly nowhere broke.
Just be flying out with no money.
Mm-mm.
Putting up GoFundMes to get home.
I remember I had to reach out to the Red Cross for a bitch to get her home when we was young.
Mm-hmm. Not reach out to the Red Cross. Not Red Cross giving money for flued out situations.
Yep, they did. They got her back. Shout out to the Red Cross.
And that is not a real thing.
I swear. I swear this happened when we was in my early 20s.
Like,
one of my homegirls went out with some dude that wasn't right and she got left somewhere far away from South Carolina. And I called the Red Cross for help and they got her. I think they put her on the Greyhound home. They paid for it.
Don't get these bitches no bright ideas.
I'm just saying, if you ever get stuck, Red Cross will fuck with you. But don't do that. Just go with your own money so you don't have to depend on the charity of others.
How stupid some women are, they going to be using Red Cross to go to a nigga who ain't paid for nothing.
Right, they going to start with the Red Cross.
They going to start.
Oh, Lord.
Yo, letting somebody Greyhound your coochie is wild right to me.
No, Red Crossing your coochie across the country to give it to a nigga who ain't doing nothing for you is even crazier.
Ooh, Lord. Look, seek support is the last one. Talk to friends or therapists, or we talk back about your feelings and strategies for managing them. Sometimes external perspectives can provide valuable insight and support.
Yes, always people can see things much clearer from the outside of your shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like if I'm not in a dumb bitch mode, like I can help you with your dumb bitch shit.
Absolutely.
Shit, even if I'm being a dumb bitch right now, I always got good advice for people.
I might not take my own advice, but I got some for you. You know, when you're in the thick of it, it'd be hard, you know, when you're in the thick of it. But, but yeah, talk to your friend, the level-headed friend.
So that's an online list I found, but, you know, some things I want to give to younger women when dating. When a man starts talking about sex, immediately start talking about money. Okay? Everybody got to be uncomfortable now. You make me uncomfortable, I'm going to make you uncomfortable. So immediately, I mean, like, if he just start rubbing up on your leg, like getting too close to whatever, like, yeah, start talking about money immediately. Because either he going to give it to you or he ain't. And you free clear with your pussy intact.
Or set, you know, a boundary with him about what you go for and what you require. It don't necessarily have to be
girl habitual money. Line steppers don't give a fuck about boundaries. Like, those are the main people who have a problem with boundaries, the people who want to
cross them.
Yeah, like, they don't give a shit about your boundaries. So if you're going to cross my boundaries, I'm gonna cross yours.
Start talking about money, it's just giving prostitution a little bit, right?
How? Okay, but you can dig my gold, but I can't dig yours.
Okay, that's true. You can. But I mean,
yeah.
But then it seemed like you're ready to play for pay.
But you may not, I may not have sex with this person. I just want him to feel as uncomfortable as I am, as he's made me. Like I said, we value our coochie. They value their purse.
Yeah. Their wallet.
So I want you I want you to feel as uncomfortable as you've made me at this point.
So let's role play. Damn, AJ, you fine as fuck. Them titties sitting nice, baby. What's up? What you trying to do after this, man?
Shit, man. I just lost these $5,000 earrings. My grandma gave me. I automatically got some extravagant ass shit. I need some random ass $2,500 bill.
So if he be like, shit, that ain't no problem. I replace them earrings.
Money first, though.
And then you fucking, though?
No, I ain't fucking. No, I'm still not fucking.
Okay.
Like, you still have to make them do
so
things.
So now he done gave you $5,000 that quick, he asked for some pussy.
I done fuck a nigga for nothing quicker. Why not? Why not? What are we saying? Like, let's stop acting like men just be out here with abundance of money like that. I didn't even realize niggas had money till like my late 20s. The fuck? I didn't know. So we're not about to act like men just be out here spending all his money. But at some point, you got to find out what he got going on. To ask. Men are not afraid to ask for what they want. So why are you?
I agree. But don't be talking about money. And then when he throw that money and you still ain't ready to give up no coochie, it might be a problem. That's all I'm saying. Niggas might be ready to, I think you owe me something. Owe me back you owe your tax.
If he ain't trying to catch a charge, there's nothing that's going to happen. He's not going to do anything to you. So what's the problem? And to me, it's easier to ask a man to spend money than to marry you. So if you actually like dating with intention and you trying to get married, you got to start there first, seeing if he's going to take care of you.
I agree. But y'all, don't mess around and be all fucked up out here selling pussy and you ain't know you was doing that because you listened to We Talk Back.
That is not selling pussy. That is not selling pussy. Asking a man you dating to do some shit for you is not selling pussy.
No, it's not. But I'm just saying, like, if you
see, that's what men want us to think that, they want you to value yourself, but the minute you do, it's a problem. If you value yourself monetarily.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not selling pussy because I want the man that wants me.
But all right, let's say.
To do nice things for me.
If he gave you the $5,000 for the earrings that your grandma gave you, and you fuck him after that, would you have fucked him before that, though?
I probably would have, but even if you want to have sex with this person, make them do some shit for you first.
No, I agree there.
Something.
I agree.
Even if it's not money, like, get your car wash. Do things, nice things for you. The more a man does for you physically, he's more than likely willing to stay.
I just say, right? Require that man to make you feel special. Whatever that looks like for you.
Yeah, $5,000 earrings.
Whatever that looks like for you requires that. And until you feel like that, don't share your body. That's how I feel. Don't put no monetary amount on it.
Yeah, but most women are already having sex. And most women have already had sex with a man who didn't do anything for them. So all I'm saying is try to reverse that cycle with the next person you date. So you won't feel like you lost in the end.
Yeah. It's a cat and mouse game because these niggas is out here like, don't buy these bitches shit until they fucking you. And then the girls are like, don't fuck him until he do something for you. He buying you shit. But people keep having babies. So somebody is fucking up the rules. I don't know.
It's us. It's women fucking up the rules. It's not men. It's us fucking up the rules because there is a sector of women that's okay with bare minimum bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So then when they come over here to We Talk Back, like I always say, it's inflation. Mm-hmm. It costs a lot over here. It's a problem.
Yeah.
But if every woman was on the same standard, all men would know that there is there's certain things you got to come with before you approach a woman. Mm-hmm. But because there's some bitch always willing to let a nigga sleep on the couch, they're going to come with the bare minimum because the whole thing is pussy. Like that movie, Chirac.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people didn't understand the premise, but it was stupid. But the premise was women stop. Like if women stop having sex, men would become better. But if as long as they can still get that thing without having to do anything, mm-hmm. they like easy,
right?
They like easy, so don't be easy. Make it hard for these niggas. That's the last,
right?
Make it hard for them.
Just be made to feel special, whatever that look like for you, sis. Whatever that look like. And require it. And stick beside your standards.
Some women give the pussy up just because somebody gives them a small little words of appreciation, but just like giving them a compliment. Women get compliments and start giving the pussy up. Some words?
No, that's not enough, sis.
Yeah, that's not enough because you are not good within. So any man that comes along and gives you compliments that make you feel good,
mm-hmm.
right? You automatically now falling in love and all he's giving you was some fucking words. No, they have to give you more.
I agree.
And it may not, for some, it may not look financial, but we all need things.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So for me, what's her name? Tamar. Tamar was like, I'm old school. How do I know you like me if you don't give me money?
If you're not buying me something.
If you're not buying me something. I'm confused because men, and I said this before, some men, they get their ego fed through how many bitches they can run through. And some get their ego fed by how many women they could take care of.
Mm-hmm.
How many people they can take care of.
Yeah.
I like the latter.
Me too.
I like generous men. I like men who feel good because I like to do stuff for people. I like
me
giving
too.
People gifts. I like it make me feel good to surprise people with stuff sometimes.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? If it's a quick cash app, $20, my whole
send me something, bitch. Send me something. Now that I know that it make you feel good to surprise people with some shit. Surprise me with some shit. It's time.
$10 for lunch. Look, I sent, so the other day, one of my guy friends, he sent me a video. It was a girl talking shit about how a guy sent her $30 for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And she was like, what the fuck I'm going to do with 30? Like, she was being very ungrateful in the video. But that very morning, I had sent my homegirl $100 for lunch. She was going through some shit. I sent her, and it really wasn't for lunch. It's just whatever she needed to do, but I sent for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we got to be the men for our homegirls at this point, because I understood what the girl was saying, but I also understand the other side of it. It was a random dude on Instagram trying to do a nice gesture for a random bitch on Instagram, and she was complaining.
Don't nobody owe you shit, though.
No, absolutely not. So if somebody gifts you anything,
and
be appreciative.
Right, and you can eat with $30. It may not be what you're accustomed to eating. Maybe you eat $100 meals every day for lunch.
So me knowing my homegirl, like $100 was appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But so you can't send me no post like this when I just sent a bitch $100.
Yeah.
The fuck?
But I mean, I get it. I don't get her perspective though, because this wasn't even nobody you knew. This was a random person sent you something. Mm-hmm. So
in her mind, she like, if he want to get to know me, he need to have sent more money. Nah.
No, he don't need to get to
know you. And I
think
it's the entitlement. It's the entitlement that some men get disgusted with women. I understand.
Yeah.
But the same way I'm asking for something from a man, I come through with shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make your business better. I'm a business professional. Whatever you got going on, I'm going to help you with it. Like, I come through with intrinsic value is what I'm saying.
And I don't typically ask for shit that I can't provide for myself.
That part. Yeah. That part. And I don't know. Because I do save my bags for big things that I can't do for myself. Otherwise, I'm just doing it for myself. And if you come through with some shit, then thank you.
But at this stage of my life,
when
it's
I need some big shit.
What can't I do for my, what can't you do for yourself at this stage, AJ?
It's not about what I can't do, it's what I don't want to do.
Right. Now, I ain't saying it's all stuff that I want to do, but push come to shove, if you're not going to do it, guess who will? Me,
yeah, somebody.
You know? Somebody, me, I'll do it. I can do it. So I don't know. somebody gonna do it. AJ said,
I'm gonna do it too, because I'm not about to act like I just had niggas financing my life my entire life. It's just not true. Mm-hmm. But I've never been in a relationship with a man who didn't want to take care of me. Now, they probably was doing all the other bullshit, but
right,
they were taking care of the shit they supposed to be taking care of when it comes. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I agree.
So don't settle, ladies. Don't settle. Anyway, y'all, listen, I already said the last earlier. Just keep your regrets to a minimum. That's why I like to tell young girls, keep your regrets to a minimum when you out here.
Shit, everybody. Not just young girls, all of us. Keep your regrets to a minimum. And set boundaries for yourself. And stick beside them. That's my biggest thing for 2024 is not allowing my empathy for other people's situations to flex my boundaries for myself. Ooh, I've known to do that. Like, well, his grandmother is sick. Well, he took a L.
You call me Miss Benefit of the Doubt. I stay giving a motherfucker benefit of the doubt.
Well, he took an L. He took a huge L. And then now here my boundaries are flexing. No, stop doing that.
You taking an L.
Pray for them and wish them luck and wish them well, but don't flex your own boundaries because of other people's shit. You mess around and your boundaries laying down by the riverside. I know. Trust me. Mm. That's my last.
All right, y'all. Okay. If you enjoyed this episode, y'all tune in every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, wherever the fuck you get your podcast at. This is your co-host, AJ Holiday 2.0 on Instagrams. Kick a Tam.
Y'all, it's official Tam Bam on Instagram. Y'all, guess what? I'm down 21 pounds. I'm so proud of myself. And
oh, shit, bitch. I don't got that type of flex. You see your cheeks? I still look like a hamster.
And I've been doing Herbalife. And before I wanted to introduce it to y'all, I had to try to make sure it worked for me. And it has worked. So if y'all interested, like, go to my page. The link is in my bio. Y'all can join me. If you decide to join me, DM me and I'll add you to my close friends. We got about 90 days before summer come. Let's get this weight off and be fine for the summer. So yeah, hit that link, DM me. We're gonna be home close friends. And oh, remember, speak now.
And never hold a weight, I guess. Yes, bitch.
Deuces.
We Talk Back Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. Visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me.
But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.